share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Providing help doesn't only mean providing one's basic necessities but also helping to brighten a family's day. With the emergence of the hashtag Kempen Bandura Puta and the Kita Jaga Kita website, Malaysians are lending whatever help they can to each other. On top of the racket, a handful of politicians have also been doing their part to help the people under their constituency. Cake instead of food aid. One of them is Kepong MP, Lim Lip Eng, who took to his Twitter to share about a man who asked the MP's help for a birthday cake instead of basic supplies. The man, Shin, name altered for privacy reasons, reached out to MP asking if he could get a birthday cake for his mother. I asked if he wanted anything else, he just wanted to buy a cake for the mother, nothing else. Taken care of by his disabled mother, Shin was diagnosed with a spine tumor earlier this year. As a result, some of his muscles began to shrink. Hence, he needed to rely on his cane. During this period, his needs were all taken care of by his Oku mother. Prior to the MCO, Shin and his brother were working to support their small family. Unfortunately, since the MCO and his illness, he has lost his income and his brother has also been facing some financial problems. He wanted to do something for his mum but couldn't do much due to his situation, hence the request. I know this MCO has been stressful. We've been stuck indoors for almost a month. It's sad that not everyone can find pockets of happiness during this trying time. Kudos to the MP for helping the man make his Mother's Day. Let us know what you think of this heartwarming situation. Also read. Starved to death. Stephen Sim shares how migrants are among those hardest hit by pandemic. Source. Lim Lip Eng, Twitter. Source. Lim Lip Eng, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.